We are
Okay.
back.
Bringing the energy this week, Brad. Bringing the
We are
energy. I like
back,
it. I
ladies
like
and
it.
gentlemen. Holy moly, it's been a minute. I am back. Really, I am back. The boys have been back. Brad is back.
Know. Welcome to AirPods and Airballs, the podcast we do half baked takes on basketball, uninforming opinions on pop culture, and sometimes talk about nothing. As always, Joe Crawley here almost every week with Dominic Harnia. Hey Dom, tell me your favorite freeway.
Oh man,
Easily.
easily the best freeway is the 91
Which one's that? Which one's the
down in
91?
SoCal. That's my home freeway. Goes through like I think it starts in maybe like Carson area or maybe Paramount or Compton. I don't know, but it goes all the way to like cl towards Riverside. So just kind of like what I grew up in.
I was about to say, you just named a bunch of
That's
things
where I
that didn't
first
make it
learned how
sound
to
appealing.
drive, my first
Can I
driving
pause
training.
there for a second? Just say, I thought Joe asked Dom what his favorite three-way.
Brad is four cups of wine in, and it is showing early.
That's why we miss you, Brad.
Yeah.
When I was like, where are we going with this, Joe?
But I think you just gave a bunch of reasons that it's your favorite, but not for any reason why it's a
Well,
good freeway.
actually, if I was being practical, it's probably not the best freeway at all because it gets very congested because a lot of it's a very high trucker freeway, so always like traffic in rush hour just with those shipments going out and stuff. But I mean, it just hits home for me.
I have a different question for you, Brad, but I'd be interested in your opinion, right? Brad, what's your favorite freeway?
Ooh. Highway 24 in the Bay Area, baby.
That is solid.
A good highway. It especially
Go
the stretch from Edwards Ave, if you're going I guess that would that be westbound towards like Berkeley. You take
ahead.
from like Edwards Ave all the way through. You pass like the Oakland Hills on the right, and then you just keep going, and then you get to like the Berkeley Hills. Beautiful,
It's
beautiful view.
a pretty stretch. East Bay does have some scenic, weirdly green stretches for how close you are to San Francisco. I don't have a favorite freeway, but I have a least favorite freeway. Definitely 880. 880 is hell.
That is the worst.
Yeah, by far, bar none. Nothing
That's
comes
the one
close.
that passes Old Oracle Arena, right?
Yeah. And just all the out drivers are assholes. I mean, it takes you to no from nowhere to nowhere, right? Like, trying to go to Union City, Milpitas, Fremont, right?
Shout
Like,
out those cities.
shout out those cities, our listeners. If you want to flame me on Twitter over this, mostly Denise, I'm ready to catch those hands. But, we got Brad back, Bradley Chi.
I'm
Good to have
back.
you back. Hey,
Back.
Brad, what's your favorite type of sock?
Like brand or style?
Both.
Brand Stance. That was an easy answer. Big brand guy. Stance socks. Ooh, I don't
Aloe.
know. Now style. You know, I used to
Ankle
really.
cut, quarter cut, crew cut,
Yeah,
knee
well,
high.
I mean, you guys probably know this from me going to college with me, but I used to be a big crew sock guy. Big crew sock guy back in college. Now I'm actually more of an ankle guy.
I think every Asian born around our time period in college was wearing
I
the black Nike crew cut socks.
wasn't wearing the black crew necks with Vans, you know? Something wrong. Yeah.
It was a good look back then, like
Yeah.
especially I think we all played. It was like a good volleyball look too. I think we all played volleyball to kind of just
Yes, good
it worked
volleyball
it worked
especially.
with the style of the time.
There's something about a good like black crew cut sock too. It's flexible, right? Like you could wear it with low tops, it looks good with high tops. And all of a sudden the sun just it randomly starts to get hot. I used to do a thing, right, where you pull your crew cut like down to your heel and try to make like a fake ankle sock, but you were kind of wearing like a double sock.
Yeah, you like fold it down.
You know, my issue with no-show socks is they fall off. Like they just get, they fall off and they get under your foot. And then next thing you know, you're just like having an uncomfortable pair of Converse on your feet. No, just me.
I don't think I've had that before, or like the ones that I have stick pretty well.
What brand do you use? Can I borrow that brand?
I think it's like an Amazon brand. I'll have to forward you the link.
See, that's my thing. Like the no-show socks, sometimes I'm like you, Brad. They fall off my heels and feel super uncomfortable. And now my heel is just sweating against the sole of my shoe. But like sometimes an ankle sock, it goes up a little too high, right? So I'm wearing my like, you know, my Air Max 90s, and you can kind of see like the little bit of the ankle sock, and it just it
Yeah, that
ruins the
ain't
look a
it.
little bit.
Yeah, that ain't it.
Yeah.
But
And now we want to hear from you, the listeners. What is your favorite sock and why?
That's the poll this week. What's your favorite sock? Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know though. I think now, I'm a big like, you know, especially with my formal wear, I'm going big into like no socks right now. I bought a couple pair of loafers, you know, Love Is Blind reunions got me inspired by all the ankles on there. Got myself a couple shoehorns, right? This wedding season, ankles are coming out hot, coming out fresh. So,
Big shoehorn guy over
yeah.
here. Love that for
Yeah,
you.
I think the NBA kind of started that whole like ankle trend when all every literally every player was showing up to the arena just showing off the ankles. I think it was like a Dwayne Wade thing. That was his shtick. But yeah, I mean it's still pretty popular. But you got to make sure the ankles aren't too like light though compared to the rest of your body. You got to make sure those are tan.
There's one shoe trend I've wanted to try, but I guess just with the way my footwork foot like that's my shoes, it doesn't really work. Like, you
Your
know, like
footwork.
wearing your shoes unlaced, basically, like you wear it like perfectly unlaced, where like the laces just like droop over nicely, where it doesn't drag on the floor, but also you kind of just like your shoe becomes a slip-on.
It just kind of like hangs like off to the side,
Yeah, I
but not hit the
can't
floor, yeah.
I can't do it. I've tried it multiple times. Shoes are too loose. I feel like I'm about to jump out of them.
You get used to it.
I like my support. I like my foot likes to be, I, you know, I have a couple foot and ankle injuries from playing basketball all these years. I like to feel secure when I walk, but
I like that for you, Joe. I like
thank
I
you.
want you to feel secure.
Thank you, thank
But yeah,
you.
I mean, what are you trying to do in these shoes? Like, are you you're not running or anything. You're not making cuts.
Dom, you never know when a game's about to pop up, right? Right? Tonight the Warriors could have used me, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's all we're gonna say about the game. But like,
I was saying, you probably were, guys, must be wondering why I'm in such a good mood. It's because I didn't watch the
it's like that meme with the people on the bus looking like one's looking really depressed and the other one's
Warriors
like super happy.
Yeah, literally. No, I did not watch the game, and much better for it.
Yeah, it was sad. I'll
Was
even
sad.
say that as a hater, true hater of you guys.
Anyway, I think this kind of transitions nicely, weirdly enough, into what I want to talk about today on the pod. So for context, Brad and Dom don't know what's happening now. Came up a little surprise, you know, want to keep everybody on their toes. And I got a little story to kind of enter this, right? Well, back when like Brad and I first started the pod, when it was called like Hoopin' and Scoopin', we are only real loyal listener, number one fan, like fan we really knew was Dom. Dom was very vocal. Dom would tweet about it. He would, I feel like Dom and I were only friends because he listened to my podcast for a
Was the
bit.
moment. This is like moment where it's like you believed in us when no one else did, you know?
Yeah. And it was just like the thing. It was just like I barely knew like Dom, and I don't think the three of us were really like, you know, a group of three, right? Until we relaunched this podcast, like I don't know, when we relaunched it 2019, 2018. But anyway, like when I knew both of you separately, y'all's rooting interests were so polarizing and different. But like, you know, you're basically just like the NorCal and SoCal versions of each other, like the way you talk, the stuff you're into, things you said about. And if you almost like look blindly at y'all's Twitter feeds, you know, it was hard to really tell who's who. So today, what I thought it'd be fun is I did a little research. I've pulled up some tweets from both of y'all's histories, and we're gonna play a fun game called Dom or Brad. So how this is gonna work is I'm going to read a tweet and y'all are going to have to try to guess which one of y'all tweeted it.
Yes. Okay, wait. Before you start the game, I just want to say I agree with all those sentiments. When I read Dom's feed, like obviously, like we have very different fans. Like we root on the opposite ends of the spectrum, like Lakers, Warriors. Baseball is not as competitive because Dom's more of an Angels fan than a Dodgers fan. But you know, like in general. But then the energy is the same. Like fire Steve Kerr, fire Frank Vogel. Yeah.
It's like y'all are like different versions of each other in the Spider-Verse, right? Like
yeah.
Like
that's, I mean, we bonded over because I don't know if I should say this on the pod, but we bonded one night because we were out in the city together and we both had to, I don't know if you remember this, Dom, we had both had to use the restroom. So yes. We both had the same idea to go urinate on a garage door. Anyways, police, if you're listening to this or future.
I think that's past the statute.
Yeah, statute, right? That's gotta be far enough, right? That's gotta be like at least 7 years now. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But anyway, y'all ready to get started?
Love that. Yes.
Yes. Ready. So I just want to put this out there. These are all 100% real tweets. To our listeners, I would invite you to stay towards the end because there's going to be some, let's say didn't only do research on Brad and Dom, but like, anyway, tweet number one, right? This is from August 6th, 2013. And the tweet is, I'm actually kind of freaked out from The Conjuring.
Wait, hold on. Do we both cast it?
Why don't you both like take a second to think about it?
But then we cast our votes and then you tell us who it was.
And then I'll do a countdown, 3, 2, 1, okay. And why don't you both say who you think it is.
Okay. All
right. The tweet is August 6th, 2013. I'm actually kind of freaked out from The Conjuring.
Okay. And then, by the way, Dom, say the name. So, like, don't say me if it's you.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Brad.
Dom.
Dom tweeted this.
Yes. Dude, I was freaked out by that movie. And I was scared for, like, weeks, right? And Megan likes to really scare the crap out of me. So I do remember probably tweeting that out because she scared the shit out of me one night.
I will say, quick shout out to Megan here. When I was doing this research, there were a lot of at mentions of I'm a Bosch and really, really sad. Like that's a deleted Twitter account. You can't pull up anything old from it. Cause there are a lot of dead threads that I'm a Bosch was clearly playing a very active part in. And probably A1 Twitter name for like 2013.
When did you guys start dating, Dom?
2012.
Okay. That would have been nice if there was some what's the word? Like slide into the DM type.
You want to slide into the yeah. public.
Slide into the line. Yeah.
All right. Tweet number two. Y'all ready?
Yes.
This is March 28th, 2014. Okay. I could really go for a Fat Tuesday right now. ... Oh wait, wrong city.
This literally is like the UFO style. Okay.
Again, I could really go for a Fat Tuesday right now. Oh wait, wrong city.
Okay. March 29th, 2014. Okay.
All right, y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1.
Brad.
Dom. It's Brad.
Really?
Yeah. Dom's up 2-0. Brad. I will say, when I was looking at this like part of your timeline, you went on some Vegas trip and you were so into it. You tweeted about it like 10 times. Like, I love this city. What happened if I didn't get on my flight to LA tomorrow? Right? Like,
wow. But we were still in college. So
we were still in college, yeah. This is probably like a spring break or something.
I went to Cabo spring break. Maybe it was
my family. It was like a autumn day or
my family. I might have been with my family actually. That might check out.
Anyway, I don't know, Brad. I don't know how you feel about Vegas now, but you were definitely very into it back then.
I'm going on Friday, so I'll have some stories for next week.
Oh, I'll be in Vegas this weekend too.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm me and Vito are going to see Silk Sonic. So.
Oh, Well, let's text because I'm going with MBA people. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. No, we should definitely meet up.
Okay, cool.
You talk about marketing.
Marketing, yeah.
Yeah.
Finance.
All right. Next tweet. This is July 23rd, 2013.
Okay.
Love living less than a mile from In-N-Out.
Okay.
Love living less than a mile from In-N-Out.
I think this is an
Solid
easy
tweet.
one.
So someone obviously this is LMU less than a mile from In-N-Out, but ready? Three, two, one. Dom.
Dumb.
Yeah, it was Dom.
Well, dude,
I was like, it was over the summer, and I was like, I've never lived less than a mile from In-N-Out unless it was I was at home.
yeah. Shout out to the 88th Street house that was just literally like 0.1 miles
Is
away
that the
from.
house with Tim?
Yes.
Good
Shout
house.
out Tim.
Yeah, shout out Tim, our gambling partner, for better or for worse. But yeah, that In-N-Out was so clutch. Most beautiful In-N-Out ever.
Yeah, also contributed to me being way overweight after senior year. But yeah, it was either that or Joe and I's Rubio dates. But yeah.
So much fucking Rubio days. Anyway, it's funny when I was doing this, I started collecting all these links. I was like, God, this is too much. Like, if y'all really care, you can look up. These are super easy to look up. But anyway, throwing it back a bit farther, I'm not going to tell you the date. It's sometime around 2012, 2013. But like, one of you was on Twitter a lot later than the other. So if I give you the date, it's going to give it away. But like, the tweet is, started from nothing, ended up with everything. And everything is spelled out THANG.
So embarrassing. Okay, yeah. That's it. That's the tweet.
The tweet just by itself. Started from nothing. Really interested to hear which one of you started from nothing, but ended up with everything.
Those Piedmont streets, baby.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Brad.
Yeah, it's SpongeBob.
So embarrassing. Well, like it's like when Facebook gives you those memories, you're just like, I want no part of this.
This is like time hop, but in real
Yeah.
life. Yeah. I'm sorry. When I saw that, I was like, okay, this has to go in there, right? I think Dom, you joined Twitter sometime in 2012. Brad, you were on there for much
Was on like
longer.
08, yeah,
Yeah,
2008.
yeah. So I was like,
I'll say
oof,
this.
peak freshman. Oh, this is sophomore year, Brad, but
I was on Twitter before, but I had to delete it for a lot of inappropriate stuff. So, you know.
This is the
I'll say that.
taint. Anyway, so next up, back from y'all being cut from the same cloth, these are two tweets that are very similar, and you had to guess who tweeted what. All right, the first tweet is, so one of you is one of these tweets is from, or each of you, so one of them is from Dom, one of them is Brad. First tweet is, this is November 28th, 2013. One of you tweeted, started off Thanksgiving with some dim sum, exclamation point. And then on December 27th, 2013, one of you tweeted, dim sum with the grandma, hashtag nom. And there's exclamation points in both these tweets. So
Wait, what's the game? We have to tell. Wait.
one of you tweeted the first one, started
Yeah.
off Thanksgiving with some dim sum, and then one tweeted dim sum with the grandma, hashtag nom.
Yeah. But wait, so what do we have to guess now?
So just say both names. Like, so if you think Dom did the first one, say Dom Brad. If you think Brad did the
Oh,
first
I
one, say
see.
Brad Dom.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Three, two, one.
Dom
Brad.
Brad.
It's Dom Brad.
Yeah.
Really?
I was a big hashtag nom guy.
Really? I thought I had a nom phase, but maybe.
Yeah. Like literally, you're both getting dim sum less than a month apart. Both don't know who hashtag nom.
Dude. I'm a big hashtag nom guy. I was big into hashtags.
But yeah, I was surprised. I was like, oh wow, really are
Arizona collision course.
moving the same way on 2013 Christmas break. But
It's a very solid Christmas break.
yeah, anyway, got a couple more. This was December 21st, 2014. Elf is basically the Christmas version of Borat.
Hey, that's a very astute observation, actually.
Elf is basically the Christmas
version of Borat. That makes sense.
Yeah, that is like very accurate.
I think we all know who did this one, but 3, 2, 1.
Brad.
Dom?
No, it was you, Brad.
Wait, that's a very astute observation.
I was about to say, I would remember if I think if I tweet something like this, I'd remember it.
That's a very did how many likes did I get? I feel like that should generate.
I think zero. But
yeah, my tweets are pretty low engagement.
I was about to say there was a lot of like one tweet, one like, two like tweets. Anyway, but no, I was like, I mean, I know you're a big Elf guy, Brad.
I watch it every Christmas Eve.
Borat, I think, is a bit of a stretch, but both funny movies.
Yeah.
Now, you know, obviously y'all are big sports guys. Y'all like to tweet about sports. This was like a really tough one because it's just like, you know, if I want to grab all the Curry slander, right? Like, I wonder who tweeted that, right? Or, yeah, you know, whoever's bitching about like Blake Griffin, it's likely Brad, right?
No.
But, you know, I know you both are Raiders fans, or at some point in y'all's sports reading career were Raiders fans. I think
still am. Dom used to be a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
At one point.
I jumped off.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this is 2015, November 29, 2015. One of you tweeted, Crabtree ain't so mediocre with Derek Carr thrown to him. Fairly tame tweet from either of you. Crabtree ain't so mediocre with Derek Carr throwing to him.
I'm actually just dying because it literally could be either of us.
Yeah.
I have an idea of why. Okay, yeah.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Brad. Dom.
This is Dom.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Killing it. I think I remember that because
I feel the same way.
That whole mediocre game was when Joe first met me and probably hated me.
No, this is 2015. So this was
that whole like that game, that playoff game where Sherman called Crabtree mediocre.
Well, that was 2014.
Sorry, yes. Yeah.
Oh, when I thought you were the most annoying dude with like the longest flow. Anyway, but yeah. One of the few non-polarizing sports tweets I could find, like to do either of you. But I will say in 2014, Dom did tweet, Curry will never be as good as Westbrook. So, yeah.
See how that cool takes.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I just didn't finish the sentence there.
I mean, Steph Curry went on to win two back-to-back MVPs after that. But anyway, let's see. Oh, okay. Other person I know y'all bond over is Chris Paul, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a October 22nd tweet, 2014. I wish Chris Paul would stop flopping so much. And frankly, you could have tweeted that in 2022. But
like that could be any NBA fan in...
Yeah.
Like 2014. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
That is a very tough one. Okay. This is like Bill Simmons guessed the line, by the way.
you said October 22nd, 2014.
Yeah.
That sounds like opening night, maybe.
That's roughly around there. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it sounds like a Warriors Clippers game, maybe.
Not in 2014.
Well, 2013, 2014 playoffs was when. Warriors. No, that's when the Warriors lost to the Clippers in the first round.
In 2014.
Yeah, because 2014, 2015 was the championship. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, it was the championship year.
It was the championship year.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's opening night. Okay.
All right, ready?
Around there.
3, 2, 1.
Brad.
This is a dumb tweet.
Ooh!
That's my part. I might have been at Oracle that game.
Yeah, you were living in
Zane. That was my very first, because I just moved there in September.
Was it that Nuggets or Clippers series, Joe, when we have that video of, it's our ball, it's our ball, baby, it's our ball? Was that Vine?
that was the playoff series when they were playing San Antonio.
Oh, you're right, San Antonio.
Yeah. Baysmore with the big three. But anyway.
Yeah.
I did put another note here. there was a weird point during like the Music Choice Award, or like the like AMA Awards, where you kept tweeting about Lorde looking scary in 2013, Brad. Lorde? Oh. The singer? You were very into tweeting about Lorde and her scary boyfriend.
She looks like the girl from The Ring. That might have been one of my tweets, honestly.
Probably. Yeah, I think it was, actually. And then finally, to wrap it all up, this is December 9th, 2013. Home Alone 2 on AMC, baby.
Okay.
Home Alone 2 on AMC, baby.
Okay.
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Dom.
Yeah, this is Dom.
I feel like these are a lot of these are mine.
No, it's 50-50.
Okay.
There was a lot of, you know, consolation prizes. Dom was tweeting about like the Jamaican bobsled team. you were really stoked when they qualified for the Olympics. but no, there were a lot of tweets, I will say, and especially Brad, there was so much. It was so hard not to pull them all out. I think we can definitely do multiple rounds of this. So if people like it, we can
I think this is our segment. This is where we make it big. Can I ask you, Joe, how much time did you spend on this?
Like 30 minutes.
Really?
There's a lot of, it's not that hard, and y'all tweet a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But there is a part two here, and I think this part two is a little harder, and y'all can work together on this. So, you know, we have a lot of loyal listeners, a lot of loyal fans, and I pulled up some of their old tweets. Mm. So I think part two of this game is y'all work together to figure out who tweeted these things. And we'll start off pretty easy. So this person, this was April, they have to go very far, April 8th, 2022. Del Taco chicken tacos are an IYKYK type of taco.
I know this one.
I know this one too.
All right, ready? I mean, y'all can talk about it. This isn't a game anymore. Yeah.
Oh, it's Dom.
No, this is someone who listens to the podcast.
wait, say that one more time.
This is someone that listens to the podcast. This isn't one of us.
Oh. Vito.
Like one of 10 people.
Yeah. One of 10 people who are worthy enough for me, like, oh, I know they listen, so they need to get shouted out here.
Vito?
No, Dom knows who it is.
I'll give you one more guess.
Kenny? Sarah?
It is Dr. Megan Ishibashi.
Oh!
Yeah.
Megan only has like 4 tweets because it's all either retweets or like she deleted all her great history. And Denise and Megan have been sharing old Facebook posts. And if her tweets are anything like her Facebook posts.
But this is a sidebar about Del Taco, because Del Taco I just got into recently, like as of 2 months ago. Hot take. I think it's better than Taco Bell.
It's different. Yes, I agree with you, but it's also very different. Like, I feel like you can't really stack the two up.
My favorite like post going out meal is their 2 chicken burrito deal for $7.
Yes. Grilled chicken burrito.
I'm not a big Del Taco person. I've really had a lot of it. Like, which one's better? Like the Del Taco hard taco or the hard shell taco or the Taco Bell hard shell taco?
I'm going Taco Bell.
If I'm going burritos, Del Taco.
Okay.
So yeah, what Del Taco exceeds in is their chicken. Like, so just good. Their chicken is really good.
Oh, so good. And so, again, two burritos for $7. You can't beat that. Their delivery times on DoorDash are like 20 minutes shorter than Taco Bell. So it's an easy win.
Yeah. It depends on what you want. If you're feeling just like the hard tacos, go for Taco Bell. But chicken soft taco, chicken burrito, Del Taco. Mm-hmm. I could do a whole podcast on
this might be we might have like a Del Taco eat the menu, like a Del Taco mukbang.
That's another poll, actually.
There you go. But anyway, next up, this person tweeted this in April 12th, 2013. Twerking hard or hardly twerking?
Can you repeat the date?
This is April 12th, 2013.
April 12th, 2013.
Twerking hard or hardly twerking? This is probably like getting close to finals week in LMU. Yep.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Okay. I got my guess.
I have no clue.
I mean, y'all can work together on this.
So I mean, well, you can make the argument for both
Do we
sides.
think it can we
My
narrow it
guess
down
would
to a
be
guy or a lady or
it's an LMU student.
LMU
That's not helpful. I feel like
students?
all of our listeners are LMU students. Like, were they a student when they tweeted this, or were they an
Yeah,
alum?
I mean, Doc, we were all students in
2013.
2013. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. No one graduated yet. Okay. I'm gonna throw Sean in the dark.
right, ready? Three, two, one.
Kenny.
Sarah
No,
Sanchez.
both wrong. This
Yeah.
was Denise.
Oh.
Look at Dr. Denise.
Dr. Denise tweeting about twerking.
Ow, ow.
Anyway, yeah.
That's what I want to hear from my dentist.
When you go see her, when you come back to the Bay, Brad, you can I'll nice, do a nice little printout, put it up in her office.
When I send my kids to her practice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, this is July 24th, 2014. Buy me McDonald's so I know it's real.
Okay. Feels like something I'd tweet, but
Yeah. And
no. Honestly.
this person's Twitter feed was too good. It's a two for one. So their other tweet was, can they remake The Breakfast Club but have a full Filipino cast and call it The Breakfast Club? The Breakfast Club.
I feel like that gives it away.
Does it?
Bad. That's tough.
Like, I mean, they gotta be Filipino, right?
Who knows?
Like, I wouldn't make that joke.
That you said. Oh man.
Well, I got my guess when you're ready, Dom, unless you want to collaborate.
I'm leaning towards like a veto.
Yep.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yep.
I'll give you one more guess. It's not Vito.
Okay. I was also thinking Annie Moody.
So, clarifying question. Do we both know this person?
Yes.
Is this person a listener or?
These are all listeners. We're not shouting out non-listeners
I
on
don't
the
know, it could have been like
podcast.
EJ. Like, that's something EJ would tweet. Okay. All right. Okay, so not Vito. We both know this person.
And not Annie, right?
Not Annie.
Again.
Is it JoJo?
No, it's not JoJo. It's Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
Never mind. That's actually that tracks because
I didn't
Jeff's
know Jeff back then. That's cheating.
pretty, yeah.
pretty witty.
I mean, you didn't know Brad in 2013, right?
I think we did.
Dom and I at least knew each other from like 2012.
Yeah. I'm sure we played basketball multiple times.
At least volleyball, at least. But
Yeah.
that LMU intramural volleyball was a very short pool in the men's league. But
Yeah.
anyway, okay. Got a couple more. This is from February 28th, 2012. I refuse to eat a banana the hashtag regular way. Or sorry, I refuse to eat a banana the quote regular way. I just can't. I always have to break it into pieces, then eat it. Really quality banana take
What was the
here.
date again?
This is February 28th, 2012.
I was post Valentine's Day.
As
Yeah.
2012, huh? Heartbreak Club.
Was this a leap year? I think it was a leap year. Anyway.
That really factors
Yeah.
into the question here.
Anyway.
At all.
What are y'all thinking here?
Now you gave it away.
Oh man. I have no idea. Brad, do you have any idea?
Kenny? Kenny's
This
pretty.
was Annie Moody. Yeah.
I'm gonna give her a banana and just see what
See,
happens.
ask her to eat it. Yeah. When you see this weekend. Okay, got a couple more. This was July 8th, 2013. Whoever thought, oh, look, a bean, then decided, let's roast this bean and maybe grind up this bean and use hot water to make a drink. Dot dot dot. I love you.
Okay,
I think I
really
think I have an
popular.
idea. I think I
Oh
know
yeah,
this one.
person loves their coffee.
they must have been. What was the date again?
This was July 8th, 2013.
Okay, so
Does it
this
have a
is.
timestamp? Does it have a time?
I didn't write it down.
This might be like a William
Time
Hanlon.
could have been important.
Yeah, William Hanlon Library Night. That's what I'm thinking.
It
But
feels
this
like
is
a
July.
July. This is like summer.
Summer school. I don't know.
Yeah.
Work study. I don't
I could shout out my guess.
Shout out your guess, but
Yeah.
then let me help
I'm
collaborate.
gonna say Tim.
Oh.
Tim Lum?
That tracks, sure.
Yep, it is Tim Lum. Yeah.
Tom knows his roommate. Love that.
That, because
Yeah.
that is a high tweet, Tim.
Yeah. Really got to look at that timestamp.
Wait, can
Yeah.
you read out that tweet again? I just want to picture it in his like
I'll
high in his high voice.
do all the I'll do the I'll do all the punctuation too. There's some punctuation on this one. Whoever thought dot dot dot. Oh, look, a bean, exclamation point. Then decide, let's roast this bean, comma, and maybe grind up this bean and use hot water to make a drink. Dot dot dot. I love you. And you is just the letter U.
It was the I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
That's so
That's
funny.
very Tim. Okay.
Anyway, this one's gonna be a little tougher. This is May 20th, 2017. OC Night Market is life.
So someone clearly from down here.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw that.
My default is Vito. Vito.
Yeah, that's a good default. Even though Vito's from Lancaster, which is like up north.
Yeah. Dang, I feel like I definitely have came across that. This is like crazy that you remember these types of things.
A
I don't
tweet
know.
from almost 5 years ago at this point. This was John Paredes.
Oh,
Yeah.
shout out
Shout out
John.
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 John, I had to include John when he, came out with that whack ass charcuterie take. So
Perez. I don't know if I know
he's
John.
he's one of my good friends from high school. And dude, he always texts me every week when the episode drops. Like it'll
Yeah.
drop at 10, 11 o'clock at night, and 15 minutes later he'll say like tuning in to ANA. So shout
Out
out John.
John. Yeah.
He's Mount
Thank you,
Rushmore
John.
quality. He's moving up the tiers.
Oh,
but
but
I
I
didn't
mean,
tell you, one of my friends that listened into our Coachella recap, and she disagrees, and she likes my outfits. She wanted me to say that. Shout out you, Morgan, for having my back on that. Thank
well,
you.
looks like
Megan's
you and
giving me an
her.
air thumbs down right
I was about to say, well, looks like you and her are both wrong, but I'm kidding.
No, Morgan loved my Coachella outfits, so that we're gonna run with that.
They're gonna run it back. Well, Morgan can help drive up our listenership. I'll be there to observe your outfits next year as well.
Yeah,
But
we can get her on the
1,000
podcast for
1,000 plays.
1,000 plays. But all right, April 17th, 2013. I can't reach shit on my phone thanks to this new Spider-Man design on my home screen. Hashtag fuck.
Chris Reyes.
That is a very Chris Reyes thing to do. Break the screen of your phone. But no, it is not Chris Reyes.
Someone who breaks their phone very often. I would say Megan, but I don't
I
think
would
she would
say,
tweet that.
would he?
Which one of our friends is tweeting hashtag fuck?
Oh, Kenny?
No, it's not Kenny. This is Vito.
Ah,
Finally.
wow, you, Joe, this is a. You really did a good job of taking these up. You chose
Yeah.
ones that were like obvious when you like hear the answer, but then like not obvious when you hear
Yeah.
the
How
answer.
did this only take you 30 minutes?
Twitter's got really good search tools. Let me put it like
They
that.
do.
It,
They
yeah,
do.
yeah.
Yeah.
And then finally, this is the last one, I promise. This is Steph Curry's birthday, 2016. Well, at least Daredevil season two comes out this weekend. A weekend of Netflix binges fixes all problems.
That's a good tweet.
Yeah.
I didn't tweet this.
No, you can tweet
Wow.
this. You big Daredevil fan, Dom?
I guess it'd be Jeff.
No, this one isn't Jeff.
Who's a Warriors hater that would tweet something like that? That's not me.
I don't think this person knew it was Steph Curry's birthday.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you...
Yeah, but you threw that in also as like a
Oh, I thought that was like a lead
caveat.
in to.
No,
Okay.
no. March 14, 2016.
Yeah, I'm stumped.
This one was Kenny.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Kenny, big Netflix fan.
We
I can tell you
really
that.
Steph hater.
I don't know. We'll see if the Warriors and Suns end up playing each other. Then maybe he becomes a Steph hater. But
Is he all on the Suns bandwagon now?
yeah, 100, hardcore.
Oof.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But
Trouble in paradise.
anyway, to our listeners, if y'all think I missed some tweets, y'all have some tweets we should be looking at, feel free to send them over. Tweet at us, tag us. Nothing like digging up old tweets in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a fun game.
Good
That
job,
was
Joe. That was a great
a
game. That's one of the
lot of
better
fun.
games.
You know, when the three of us are back together, we gotta step our game up with the content. So,
You guys have been having good content the last 2 weeks. It's been good. I've been listening. Yeah, I'm excited. Next week we'll have some Vegas stories, so we'll tease
ooh,
that.
yes.
Whether together or individual Vegas stories, we'll have something to talk about.
What's that big deal in Vegas this weekend? Why is it so expensive?
Dude, I know. Tell me about that.
There's a music festival,
Yeah,
so
but is that really it?
is it EDC?
No,
It's
it's
Lovers and Friends.
Lovers and Friends.
There's no way that's driving up prices. It was very pricey. Like for rooms this weekend, it was very expensive.
I mean, next weekend's EDC, but yeah, no, it was nuts this
Prices are
weekend.
ridiculous.
It's
Yeah.
just been every time I look at going to Vegas, it's just crazy lately. But
I haven't been to Vegas since 2018, so I'm very excited. It's been a while. It's been a minute.
it feels good to be back, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
Well,
gonna
maybe you
see
get the Fat
Fed?
Tuesday you've been craving.
Yeah.
I don't know what city I'm in.
There
Maybe I'll recreate the tweet. Maybe
you
I'll
go.
dig up the old tweet and then do like the reply for,
Yeah, exactly. You quote it.
photo.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle a Fat Tuesday anymore. That sounds like a hangover waiting to happen.
Brad, what are you doing out there? Or what clubs are you going to?
So there's a whole itinerary per usual with business school. It's EBC night swim on Friday night. We're doing Tao Day Club on Saturday and then XS at night on Saturday. And then we fly out Sunday. So it's a full itinerary.
Damn, sounds like a good time. So
Yeah.
who puts this together? Is it like
So
someone
Anderson
that's
has
a
like there's like social chairs and they like organize. There's like built-in annual events that they plan. So they have like the annual Vegas trip, the annual ski trip. What else is there? Like fall kickoff, spring kickoff, winter kickoff, and like all these other things. Yeah. It's good. It's fun. Yeah.
Well, I think we'll have some good Vegas stories next week. Anything you guys want to talk about before we wrap up?
No. Was there a game tonight? I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah,
Didn't.
no.
Yeah. No game tonight, right? Yeah.
While Steve Kerr has COVID, they're just forfeiting all the games. So,
Yeah. Shout out to the Kings for taking the biggest L of the night. And
yeah.
they're not even playing or they
Their
don't even play.
coach. Their coach.
Yeah.
My favorite is like 2 games ago, or last game when they interviewed Mike Brown and they were like down and going into the fourth quarter. Mike Brown's just like laughing and smiling. I'm like,
Yeah.
dude, this is not it. It's like, yeah, we've been here before. It's like, okay. Yeah, good luck, Sacramento. Have
Good luck,
fun.
Sacramento. It's okay. Just the long history of hiring a Warriors assistant coaches, right?
My only Mike Brown story is this is I was in still living in SF at the time. It was like 3 or 4 years ago. I went into this ramen place at like 10:30. It was like late, and I was really hungry. I must have like landed from a flight. And I go in there, and it's like an empty restaurant. And then this other guy walks in. It's just Mike Brown, and he's just eating ramen next to me at the table, like just watching YouTube videos on his like iPad, eating ramen at like 10:30 on like a Thursday night. Like, dude, what's going on here?
Yeah,
So.
that's random.
Have fun with that, Mike Brown.
Yep, it's fine. Sacramento's on the up and up. So get a nice big house in Elk Grove. You'll be
Yeah.
okay.
Do we have any Sacramento Kings fans in our listener pod?
Not real ones.
Megan, I'll hear you
Just
tomorrow.
Megan, Annie.
Megan's like, what are you, a Lakers fan? I think she likes to say she's a Lakers fan, but she doesn't care.
Yeah. All right. Well, Megan, maybe you can become a Kings fan, and we'll get you on the pod next
Yeah.
season. Yeah. get stir the pot a little bit, you know. The Lakers banter is dying.
Stale.
We need someone to stir the pot. Yeah.
I think we need like a Suns fan at this point.
Yeah, we might have to bring in Kenny during the Western Conference final.
We need someone defending Devin Booker and his bitch ways.
That's See, awesome. This is nice. We put the basketball talk at the end, so people name, drop off. Is
it L in it, Dom? How do you tweet about him if his name doesn't have an L in it?
It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, you have to get creative. Big or Devin Crooker. Yeah. DeAndre Elton.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. No. But this was fun. Thank you all for listening.
Good game. Good game, Joe.
And be sure to tune in next week.
Lakers, baby.
Peace.
Later.